Thank you, Hugh. That's good. So let's start do some meditation together. So please sit down nice and comfortably and relax, and we'll start this meditation session. So just take quite a bit of time at the beginning just to relax and just to make sure you feel good. Make sure the body is nice and comfortable first of all, that you have no pains, no aches, no problems that can be sorted out straight away. So please sort those out. Please make sure you're nice and comfortable, because that is really where meditation can start to work. And as you close your eyes, you can feel your body very well. You can feel whether you have any tensions anywhere, any problems in the body. So make sure that you sort out all those things first of all. It is so important to have a relaxed body. When you feel really nice and relaxed, then the meditation almost happens by itself. Again, if you have any tensions anywhere, make sure you release those tensions first of all. And one nice way of doing that is just to breathe in. And breathe in wherever you have a sensation of being tense, whether it's in the stomach region, the shoulders, or wherever it might be. Just breathe in. A deep breath, and as you breathe out, just allow everything to relax very nicely and very easily. And as you are doing this, as you are scanning through your body, finding out if you have any tensions anywhere, make sure that you have a soft mind, a mind of kindness, a mind that cares, because the body that is cared for is a body that relaxes all by itself. If you have some hardness there, then just think of how the body has served you over such a long time, and say, thank you, body, for serving me for all these years. Now is my time to give back to you. May you relax, may you be at ease. And then take a deep breath and allow all the tensions to dissipate. And just keep on relaxing until you feel 100% at ease. There's no point in watching the breath or doing anything else until the body is absolutely relaxed. No tension, no pressure, no pain anywhere, but a complete sense of relaxation. So keep on doing this. And even if you can do just that much, there's a delightful sense of peace, a delightful sense of ease when the body is completely relaxed and at ease. try to make sure that you have a positive mental state as you do this meditation. The positive mind is the one that can become peaceful. So if you feel that you are stressed or that you just finished a long week, and try to turn your perception around and think how wonderful it is after all this whole week of work and whatever. Now finally you have made it here to Dhammaloka, and you can relax and you can just be at ease, having nothing to do in the whole world except just being at peace right here, right now. All the other stuff is in the past, it's finished, and now you're doing what really matters. What a wonderful thing there is, that there is such a spiritual sanctuary, a spiritual oasis, right here in the middle of Perth. And as you practice in this way, and the body starts to fade into the background because it is relaxed and at ease, the mind starts to come into focus, and to also allow the mind to fall to peace and to be relaxed, remember that there is nothing really to be done at this stage in meditation except just to be aware. Your job is just to be aware, just to see what's going on. And if there's anything you should do, it is just to focus very carefully on the peace that surrounds you. And as you focus on that peace, and as you notice how delicious and how beautiful it is, that peace tends to expand. And now I would like you to take somebody you really respect for their good spiritual qualities and just think of that person. See that person with a big smile on the face in your mind's eye and just reflect for just for a few moments on all those good spiritual qualities in that person. And then, as you build up this very positive and nice picture of this person, then wish this person well. May you be happy. May you find true peace in life. And then shift your attention from this one person to all the people here, all the people who are part of this Buddhist society. And just reflect for a few moments how fortunate you are to be part of a community like this, with people who practice well, people who are kind, people who are generous, people who are compassionate and peaceful. It is not perfect, but it doesn't have to be perfect. The intention, the main lines of development are there. And what a wonderful thing that is. Thank you all for being my spiritual friends. May you be well. May you be happy. And then last of all, bring the attention back to yourself. And every single person here tonight has so many wonderful qualities, so many positive things, so many good intentions, so many wholesome aspirations. And think how wonderful it is that you are, at the very least, you're moving in the right direction, hanging out with the right people, doing something positive for yourself and for the world. And what a wonderful thing that is, and how rare it is to find people like that. May I too, everyone here today, may I too be happy and well.